You're listening to The Record on KUOW. Like Seattle, Bellingham has big plans for its waterfront. Last night, the Bellingham City Council approved a development plan for 237 acres of waterfront property. Today, the Port of Bellingham is also expected to approve that plan. Supporters say it will revitalize the area, create a vibrant neighborhood of shops, offices, and residences. Plan also includes a new marina near the port's shipping terminal. But not everyone in Bellingham is so happy today. Critics are saying the project is too expensive. Others are concerned about its impact on the environment. City Council member Jack Weiss was the lone nay vote in last night's City Council vote. Jack Weiss, thanks for speaking to us about this.
Hey, good to be with you.
So just before we get to your criticisms, I think there's some folks out there who aren't that familiar with what Bellingham's waterfront looks like now and how this project would change it. Can you paint us a picture?
Sure. The waterfront historically has been a pulping plant for making tissue that Georgia-Pacific had. It's about 237 acres. It's our prime waterfront land for Bellingham downtown area. When Georgia-Pacific had it, it had 1,200 jobs that were paying living wages. And when our friends, the Koch brothers, went and bought Georgia-Pacific a number of years back, they went and shut down the mill and laid off a pretty excellent workforce. What's happened since is that a lot of the buildings, scores of buildings, have been torn down, and it's sort of a moonscape out there for the last few years while they're figuring out how to do cleanup on the area. When the tissue plant was up and running, there was mercury and dioxin contaminants through the production of chlorine that was used to go and bleach the tissue. And that's created six different cleanup areas that have to be dealt with. So we have a lot of environmental challenges on the site, but for the most part, it's just a vacant piece of property with a few leftover buildings that are really nice brick structures.
And you voted no on the plan. What are your concerns about the costs to the city?
Well, the primary part of what's going on with this particular plan is that we're establishing sort of a precedent for the city in that we're going to be paying for a lot of the road and park infrastructure on the site based on an agreement that our previous city council made with the Port of Bellingham in 2005. And in that agreement, we are obligated to spend tens of millions of dollars for road construction that developers typically would pay for whenever they take over an area for development. We're going to be doing it at really not much of a financial benefit for the city taxpayers.
You also mentioned some of the environmental qualities of the existing site, and environmentalists have some criticisms of this waterfront development plan. What are those criticisms?
Well, the primary issue is that we're not really setting aside enough land that we can be assured that there'll be a functional and sustainable habitat for establishing the shoreline and the upland areas, which are currently trashed, so that it can invite the habitat that is actually lurking outside on the waters. There's lots of wildlife in the water itself, but they don't seem to be coming up on the shore because of the current condition of the shoreline and the upland.
And did this plan in any way try to address that?
It's only addressing it in the sense that we're going to be doing an assessment. We're going to figure out exactly what exists there. There are regulatory requirements that will come in the future whenever real development plans come forward through the Shoreline Master Program that the state has authorized the city to go and put together. We will have that, but whether or not it will be a good restoration and enhancement type project, that's still up in the air. All we're trying to do right now is just to ensure that there'll be a baseline habitat for the area, but not necessarily a real healthy one. That takes a lot more money, and it's up and beyond what the minimum standards would be.
Jack Weiss on the Bellingham City Council, you voted against this waterfront development plan, and earlier you said you didn't think it was going to pay off for the city. The cost wasn't really ultimately going to be worth it. But what's it going to mean for the city of Bellingham moving forward once this plan is enacted and once the waterfront development happens?
A lot of people in the community are pretty excited that we did pass the plan yesterday. What they are hoping for is that we will have a developer that the port will choose soon, and that they'll come in and build an urban village over about 35 to 40 acres or so of land. The rest of it's going to be industrial of the remaining 200 acres. And what a lot of people are hoping is that there will be more industrial jobs, manufacturing jobs, that will present and replace a lot of the 1,200 Georgia Pacific living wage jobs that had existed there before.
All right, Jack Weiss, thanks for telling us about it.
Sure, no problem. Thank you very much.
Once again, last night the Bellingham City Council approved a development plan for 237 acres of waterfront. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.